Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time of sharing. Thank you for the word of God that's able to save our souls. Right now, we commit this time to you, God, to understand your word, walk therein, be changed thereby into the image of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that we might have fellowship with you through him via the Holy Spirit. God, in these last of the last days, raise up a new breed of Christian. Somebody that's just in this thing to win it. Not hanging around trying to be a part of any kind of a religious organization called church, but here to serve as a member of the body of Christ, seeing the panoramic view of life through the eyes of God and not man. Man has such a limited scope on life, God. When this thing stands way past this limited world we live in, as you're looking to ingather people from this planet so that you can have an eternal family in heaven, not even in any way subject to the devil. The devil is a temporary creature with a temporary kingdom, binding people to this temporary outlook on life, when the world, God, is so much greater than this, the world we live in, the world of eternity. The limited scope of the devil is just a crippling, retarded existence where you don't even have any idea the magnitude of what we live in. So God, broaden our minds to understand who we are in Christ, what we've been saved from, and where we're journeying to. This thing is so much more than this. God, break all ties to folks that bind us, folks that are limited, the power of witchcraft projected into people's minds to hold them up, thinking we're being nice when we're just bound. God, in Jesus' name, set the church free to live in a realm of eternity at the expense of time and space, and we'll give you the praise and honor and glory for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, today we're talking about no more drips. No more drips. Look at Proverbs 27. Proverbs 27, verse 15. Proverbs 27, verse 15. No more drips. For God's sake, get rid of the drips. Proverbs 27, verse 15. A continual dropping on a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. Whosoever hides her, hides the wind and the ointment of his right hand, which betrays itself. So it says, if you deal with a contentious woman, it's like a continual dripping of a faucet. You know, like, you know, it's a form of torture out there called the Chinese water torture, where they just sit you under a drip of water dripping on the top of your head. And that can actually drive you insane. If you just sat there with one drop of water just hitting your head for days at a time, you could go insane from that. It's torture, the continual dripping of a contentious woman. Says, when you try to hide her, you hide the wind. In other words, you try to grasp wind, and it goes right through your hands. You can't do anything with it. And it says, the ointment of his right hand, which betrays itself. It says you're trying to grab a hold of oil. Ointment is oil there in the Hebrew. So here you are trying to grab a hold of oil, and it's just so slick you can't grasp it. That's how it is trying to deal with a contentious woman and the continual dripping from her mouth. What does contentious mean? It means causing or likely to cause an argument. It's controversial. It involves hateful arguments. So a contentious woman is always trying to argue and debate about something. They contend with everything. That contentiousness is always around. You never have peace. It's always an argument, always a debate, always a going back and forth about every little thing because of the inadequacy down in the heart of that woman. And this can be said about any environment where this power is on display. Now, you got to understand, when the Bible talks about women, it's actually talking about a spiritual aspect also concerning the church. Women are a type of the church. So when the church argues with God, you got a contentious church that debates with God. It won't obey God. It will debate God. So these word pictures in the Bible have a broader meaning than just like relationships between men and women. He's talking about the broader context of the church itself dealing with God, contending with God instead of submitting to God and obeying God. And God is saying, you know, this makes me sick to keep listening to all these contentions about what I'm telling you to do. And it'll have a parallel existence on this planet between husbands and wives. You can see the thing played out in a husband-wife relationship. I mean, the Bible talks about Jesus Christ abiding faithful. And yet when men don't abide faithful, you see that they're not a characterization of Jesus Christ. And that's why you lose respect for them. Any man that's not in the form and in the conformed condition to Jesus Christ, you lose respect for them because you know they are unfaithful. It looks good to the public, but it's not faithfulness. And I'm going to show you how you can check faithfulness out at all times. Contention, arguments, the continual dripping of a contentious woman. So if you wonder, now you wonder, why is this contention down here? What is everybody arguing about? Why is everybody contending? What are you trying to get? Normally when you're contending for something, there's a prize to be won. Now if you're going to fight somebody, there should be what? Some kind of a spoil. You know, I'm not going to contend with you for nothing. We ought to be fighting over something. I just walk around just fighting people for no reason. That's crazy. So when you see contention, there's something in the environment that's being contended for. Somebody wants something out of the deal. Let's look at the power behind the scenes that's causing the contention so we can understand what's really going on. Look at 1 Kings chapter 21. 1 Kings chapter 21. This story is going to show you what everything on earth is all about for real. 1 Kings chapter 21, the story of Naboth's vineyard. Naboth and his vineyard is a characterization of something behind the scenes that when you understand it, you understand what this is all about. Naboth's vineyard here in 1 Kings 21. Look at verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard, which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house, and I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it. Or if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said to Ahab, the Lord forbid it me, that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto you. I'm a man that inherited this vineyard from my fathers. It came down from my forefathers to me. And it's our family lineage that has control of this vineyard. It's going to go to my sons. I'm not going to give it to you in exchange for anything. And Ahab came into his house heavy and displeased because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him. For he had said, I will not give the inheritance of my fathers. I will not give thee the inheritance of my fathers. And he laid him down upon his bed and turned away his face and would eat no bread. So what's he doing? A little sissy pouting. That's all he does. A little sissy. Someone looking at it at the wall, pouting like a little girl. Make you just want to take him and just beat him. And then I'm not going to eat anything. I'm not eating anything. Well, starve to death. Who cares? But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said unto him, why is thy spirit so sad that you eat no bread? He said unto her, because I spake unto Naboth the Jezreelite and said unto him, give me thy vineyard for money, or else if it please thee, I will give thee another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give it thee my vineyard. You big sissy. But look at this. Big, tough, rough commander, Jezebel. And Jezebel, his wife, said unto him, dost thou now govern the kingdom of Israel? Arise and eat bread and let thine heart be merry. I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. So she wrote letters in Ahab's name. Now you see who runs the house, right? Who runs the real kingdom? Ahab is a figurehead. Most churches are run by figurehead guys who are under the control of their Jezebelian wives. That joker's a clown. You can always pick him out. She's the glamour girl standing there in the heels with the hair draped down the shoulders, doing all the behind the scenes manipulating with this little errand boy up front trying to play pastor. Little sissy pastor boy. How do you know he's a punk? Because he won't face off with the devil and destroy him. He's lightweight, girl-like. His pictures and everything he puts out, it looks like a girl. Sissified. We got a sissified, matronized church down here that's pitiful. And God has nothing to do with this trash. It's the mess that lets all this junk happen and nobody says a word. It just goes rolling downhill. Then when anybody stands up to address the real issues, we're marginalized and called judgmental, intolerant, hate mongers. That's not the Lord. You know why people say it's not the Lord? Because they've been so used to feminine character that if anybody stands up with authority to face off with the devil, it's seen as so far-fetched that nobody does this. And they tell you, brother, you need to use more tact. You know, your speech is too hard and you need to be more tactful. You would save more people if you show more love. Love minus truth equals hate. Love minus truth equals hate. They want you to act like a girl in order to absorb into what they can handle. It's like a woman that can't deal with a man, so she marries a girl. You're going to be living in hell, carrying that backpack on your back full of bricks. Because you marry a girl, that means you got to be what? You got to be the man of the house. You got to put the trousers on while he's walking around in high heel pumps and thong drawers. Look at Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner got into a pack of witches until he became a witch himself and became a woman himself inside, till he had to just have it all blossom full force to be out here as a woman sitting up with Kim Kardashian now with breasts like hers in high heel pumps and a mini dress. Got two daughters in front of him now, and that's your daddy. And this girl, you gonna try to make me believe this girl thinks that he can be proud of this guy? You gonna try to make me believe that Kendall Jenner and the other girl, Kylie, are proud of their daddy? And make the guy the woman of the year. We're living in something so crazy that how can you marginalize me and make me the enemy with insanity all around us? You speak up against it. I can't believe you said that. You can't believe I said that. Are you looking at it? What's wrong with you? They'll go on TV and try to make you believe this tripe. As if it makes sense. Who would stand up on the side of this trash unless they got the same thing in them? The devil made sure he implanted this trash inside of people before he brought it to the public spectrum. He put the sodomite spirit in the masses first, and then he exposed all the sodomites to the public to see if anybody would stand against it. And then whoever stands against it, he's going to zero in on them and target them to be destroyed. Because the devil is the king of Sodom. You remember the story? Abraham went out. He had won a war. Came back to give 10% to pay a tithe to Melchizedek, the prince of peace, a type of Jesus. He was going to give him 10% of the spoils. He came to bring an offering to Melchizedek. Before he got to Melchizedek, the king of Sodom showed up and said, Abraham, I tell you what, you keep all the spoils, give me the souls of men, give me the people. The devil is the king of Sodom. He can only rule over Sodomites. That's right. He can't rule over anything else. Before he can take over the planet, he has to make sure his kingdom is ruled by Sodomites. What rests on Islam? Sodomite spirits. These are the Hittites and the Hivites and the Jebusites and the Girgashites and the Midianites and the Ammonites and all the ites you see, read about in the Old Testament. That's who all these folk are. These are Ishmael seed that didn't like the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob because Abraham disenfranchised them. So they went and got their own God. The moon god. Do you know the crescent moon and the star is actually the moon god and the star is a feminine presentation? It's nothing but Baal and Ashtoreth. That's all it is. That's where the star and crescent comes from. So you're looking at the contention of the surrounding tribes that have always surrounded Israel and hated the Jews. And you know that salvation is of the Jews. We are part of Abraham's lineage. The Jews are our way into salvation. You don't like the Jews, you don't like God. You can't like Jesus because Jesus is a Jew. And notice how people hate Jews. That's because they hate God. They hate the church because they know that the Jews, the Israelites, are actually what? They're the root, and we're the branches from that root. You don't see anybody coming out of the apostles other than the Israelites. They were the first one to bring the message of the gospel. You don't see Gentiles bringing anything to them. They brought everything to the Gentiles. So they're hated and marginalized and despised. All because they are not allowed to be Sodomites. What did the devil do? Back in the early 70s, he began to ease into the mainstream with sodomy. He had a movie out there, Deep Throat, with Linda Lovelace to introduce oral sex to the masses. And when you engage in oral sex, you are a sodomite. Now the porno industry, they pay the girls heavy if they'll involve getting themselves involved in anal sex. That's where you make extra money. Will you do anal sex scenes? What's he teaching the masses? Sodomy. Oral and anal sex is sodomy. You're performing oral sex on your husband, you're going to hell as a sodomite. That's the way it goes. And a fool has the nerve to try to debate that in church. You debate it all you want. You're a damn soul if you don't stop it. That's the way it is. I'm sick of talking to some punk, gutless, spineless wimp about things that are damning people's souls to hell. They say, well, you shouldn't say this around these kids. These sixth graders are doing this in school. Kindergarten students are doing it in kindergarten classrooms. You better stop trying to sanitize your kid and tell your kid point blank range, yeah, this is the way and you better walk in it. Yeah. There's a price to be paid for doing this stuff because God is going to damn your soul to hell for doing it. Price, be more calm. I ain't going to be calm with no devils. Amen. I'm not going to be passive with the devil. He said to cry aloud. Spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Show my people their iniquities. Show my people their transgressions. Man, this ain't no quiet gospel. This ain't no sissy boy, mama's boy gospel. That's why guys back away from it. They've been so matronized like this sissy Ahab. You see how he went whining to his wife? That's what a guy's used to. Raised by his mama. He got no guts now. His guts have been cut out of him. So when the gospel is preached, it's the guys that contend with the gospel. You got more women that will come to the gospel and get on board and fight than you can find men. Because most of them are Ahabs. They've been castrated a long time ago. They got no gonads. You without gonads, you got no testosterone. Without testosterone, you got no male character. You can't stand in the middle of a battle because you're gutless and you're spineless. That's what this thing is all about. Why does she want to give this boy everything he's pining away about and whining about and pouting about? Because she knows you give him comfortable things, you keep him weak so she can rule. Creflo ain't the problem. His wife is. I ain't got to be there. She propping him up because she want the stuff. And since he's so gutless, he preaching that prosperity trash in order to strut around like a peacock, like he's successful. Can't you see the devil rewards iniquity? The Bible calls it what? The rewards of iniquity. You don't see the hundreds of millions of dollars coming this way. Why? Because the devil tried to block it. We got to wait on God. God got to do this all by himself because the masses are so matronized and sodomized that they'll never support the real gospel. The devil got these folks so tied up and beat down and matronized and castrated and torn apart, they'll never come to the real gospel. And you know what? If you got this thing in you, that sodomite spirit, no matter how much you try to listen to this, that tuning fork inside of you lets you know you ain't for real. Because it's irritating you. It's about to drive you crazy. Man, that thing, I feel like a band is being tied around my guts. And there's something squeezing me. That's that devil in you that don't like it. I don't care about him. Matter of fact, I'm called to track him down like a dog and destroy him. If you find that thing in you irritating you, that's the demon in you that's being exposed by the light of the gospel. That's what the gospel does. Now you can stay with that devil. It's going to leave and go with it, or you can let it leave and you stay and let God keep refining you and making you purify you more and more, washing you clean by the washing of the water by the word until you're white as snow. Though your sins be as scarlet, this word can make you whiter than snow. But somebody's got to do what? You got to tell it, buddy. You got to tell it straight. No holes barred. You got to drive this Mack truck right down the middle of the road. God don't take no side streets, buddy. He don't go no detours. He don't take no side streets. The quickest way to get to Buckhead is right down Peace Street. I'm not going down to Jonesboro over here to Fort Lauderdale to get to Buckhead from right here. That's crazy. The most direct way to go to any point is a straight line. That's why God uses plumb lines. He measures straight lines. When Paul was saved, he took him to a street called Straight. When he stepped on that street, he stepped on Straight Street. You got to walk down the middle of the road, buddy. You can't go right or left. You got to keep this thing on the straight and narrow. Because it's a narrow way, and few there be that find it. I wish it was nice and pristine and sanitized, but it ain't. The gospel is a dirty deal. You got to deal with the hearts of men and women, and the hearts of mankind is filthy. It's filthy. And when you begin to peel back layers of it, you're going to find filth inside. That's the way it goes. Everybody wants to make everything happy-go-lucky and laugh about everything. Folks are going to be exposed to stuff that will make a dog vomit out there, and you got to have some concrete poured in you to stand in austere conditions and fight to win. We listened to an old song this morning driving in here, man. It's one of these old songs from back in the day, Walter Hawkins, talking about a fight. What's the name of that song? Keep on Fighting. Keep on Fighting. Man, that choir was blowing, Jack. Because they saying you got to keep on fighting, man. You got to fight your way out of this place. The devil's coming at you all day long. You think these thoughts you're having and the stuff that's hitting you, you think your kid's crazy and everybody acting like they're from outer space is just happening for no reason? The devil is focused on you to stop you. Your husband acting crazy for no reason, that's the devil. Your kids ain't warped in their thinking, that's the devil. The folks in your job are not just insane, that's the devil focusing on you. Because you dare to believe this thing. See, everybody can listen to this thing, but everybody can't hear it. The hearers are identified by what? They do something about it. See, they do something about it. They just don't talk about it. They do something about it. Most folk will listen all day and shake their head, praise the Lord, amen, that's right. They ain't going to do nothing about it, though. Guess what? You ain't blessed in your deed because you ain't done nothing. The Bible says the doer shall be blessed in his deed. You just around like non-committed panty waste. Don't even matter. So you got to get this thing for you to make your calling and election sure. You got to work out your salvation for yourself with fear and trembling. Every man has to bear his own burden in this. But see, this world and the systems in it are focused on you to be like Ahab, pining away about some old vineyard, another guy's vineyard. And go home sulking like a little spanked baby, talking about he won't give me his vineyard. And big thug life, truck driving, battleship commanding Jezebel stands up and says, "Don't worry, boy. Just go back in the room and get something to eat. Mama will get your vineyard for you." There's a lot of women treat their husband just like a little boy. Tell him that we're going out to this little gathering tonight. Here, put a couple of dollars in your pocket, fool. Don't you spend a dollar of it, though. So you have a little money. Put some money in your pocket, you idiot. And you show up. I got your suit laid out on the bed in there. Now, go get the car wash. Fool, look, fool. What did I tell you? Repeat this after me, you fool, you. Go get the car wash first, fool, and then bring it up here. And have me picked up at 8 o'clock. I'm going to get my hair done. Pick me up in the hairdresser. And we're going on over there. Now take me a few dollars I'm gonna give you. You better not spend a nickel up. I'm giving you $18. And you better not spend a nickel till you report back to me, you fool, you. That was your mama talking to your daddy. So you used to live in my house. Yeah. That's the universal house right there. If she didn't use brute force, she was able to slick him. Mm-hmm. Telling you how to slick him, go tell your dad. You want some money for the prom? Go tell your dad this. And I'm going to slip over here and get your shoes for you. And I'm going to tell you how to get your dress. See, that's your mama. Send you up to be just like her, old Jezebel in the home, getting her stinking way. And you and your nasty mama going to hell. See, everybody thinking they're getting away with something, but God's got everybody's dirty number. Phone number, house number, social security number. He got everybody's number. But folk get raised in this mess, then you go out there like a fool, thinking you're a seductress and a trickster sitting up in the bar with your rusty legs crossed, finding some old nasty joker like your stank daddy, and then you got this old drag, you done tricked and slicked into some old mess, and thinking nobody see you. Everybody see your nasty butt in church, good buddy, because people know spirits in the church. Right. Bible says Jesus knowing their thoughts even, he could read minds. You look right, but you got the wrong spirit. See, this ain't nothing to play with. You in a spiritual environment with church folk, but since you've been in that stupid church you've been in all your life, that little Baptist church around the corner, you think everybody is dumbed down like that idiot. And all those morons sitting there who don't even know God. But if you step into the real thing, everybody reading your mail, because God going to show you the mail. The Bible says the Holy Ghost is like a dove that runs off and tell everybody secrets. You think you're getting away? God's showing you the people in dreams. You can sit and watch a dream and watch a person the whole life. I done it before, seen exactly what they're doing today. How? So you'll know. You don't fly blind in this, good buddy. You're in a dangerous place if you deal with the real church of the living God. Because God is eternal. He sits high and looks low. He sees everybody's moves. You don't get away with nothing in the real church because the real church don't fly blind. See, you make a bad mistake fooling around with God. How do I know what to preach? Because I know what's going on. You don't get away with nothing before the living God. Dead gods, you might slick your way through it. But the living God knows, and he'll tell somebody. God is good at telling folks stuff. I mean, you think you're getting away with something. Man, you've been seen coming and going. Look what this mess is doing here. Look at Jezebel is a mess. Look at her. So she said, it says in verse 8, so she wrote letters in Ahab's name and sealed them with his seal and sent the letters unto the elders and to the nobles that were in his city, dwelling with Naboth. And she wrote in the letter saying, proclaim a fast and set Naboth on high among the people. And set two men, sons of Belial. You know, Belial is a type of the devil. He's the god of Baal, the devil. sons of the devil, set them before him to bear witness against him, saying, thou didst blaspheme God and the king, and then carry him out and stone him that he may die. So she writes the letters commanding men to perjure themselves, accusing Naboth, saying he blasphemed God and the king. And then she gave the decree, the judgment on what to do to him, take him out and stone him to death. See, whenever you got a righteous man and a Jezebel spirit and an unrighteous man, the Jezebel spirit will always side with the unrighteous man, against the righteous man. Because that's what keeps the world weak, so it can rule it. I told you contention is about spoils. It's about what you're trying to contend for. This thing wants the world systems. It wants to rule it. Where did it come from? It came from the loins of Eve. Eve became the ambassador of Satan to totally incapacitate Adam. She slit his throat. She castrated him spiritually. I preached that one time and a lady jumped up. I don't see anywhere where the Bible talks about him being castrated. This is a delusion. This is a false prophet. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Shut your mouth, sit down, because you're ignorant to what the Bible says. Spiritual castration is real. You don't have to castrate somebody physically. You cut them off from God, they're castrated. Because God is the life source. He's the life force. What she was trying to do was cut him off from God and take over as the viceroy of Satan. And that's the fall of man. Notice how the minute she castrated the boy, the first thing he did was blame her. When God addressed him about it, he said, the woman you gave me gave me to eat. He abdicated immediately, putting responsibility on her, and every castrated little wimp guy will always put the weight on you. He's the one that sits at the window talking about how high the grass is until you go cut it. Lucille, that grass sure is getting high. Man, I tell you the truth. Boy, I fertilized it, you know, 2 months ago. I ain't never gonna sprang up like that. Boy, it sure is high. Man, another week, it's going to be knee-deep out there. I hope it ain't no snakes out there in that grass. Boy, that grass. And you out there on the pushing the lawnmower, cussing at me. That dog, I can't stand that. I don't know why I married that drag. You just cutting the grass. You get through cutting the grass, come in sweating and nasty. That car sure is dirty. I splashed some mud in it the other day, it sure is nasty. I tell you the truth, that nasty car. We supposed to go out tonight and see your mama them. Your mama them, N-E-M, your mama them. And it's going to be embarrassing, that nasty car. Sure is nasty, I tell you the truth, boy. That car, you out there washing the car like just washing the car. You cussing at me. I don't know why I married that nasty dread. I don't wash the car. And then come back in the house. Get ready to take a shower, go over your mama's house. I would go, but I ain't got no shoes. Sure would have me some shoes. I guess I had to miss this one. Now you know how to buy the dress some shoes. Next thing you know, you get him bought the shoes, he dressed, y'all ready to go? I look pretty regular after my hair getting cut. I sure do need a haircut. That's how they live. You think Jezebel is evil. Ahab is more evil than Jezebel because he went in the house pouting to get her to kill this man for him. Because he knew what he was married to. She's a strong woman. The strong black woman. The strong black woman. She's been strong all her life since slavery day. The black woman done carried the Lord on her back. The man ain't been able to do nothing. Man, we got some strong guys of glory. You know, the black woman is strong. One thing I like is a strong black woman. I like a strong black woman. I know you do because you're putting all them bricks on her back. What kind of a drag would see you fighting a monolithic cherubim angel about to destroy everybody in Zion, destroy his own home, destroy his kids, and do nothing about it? What are you, man? You gutless, spineless, filthy, degraded, nothingness. You're not worth the dust it took to make you, man. You would sit there and watch your daughter be destroyed, your sons be destroyed, your boy molested, your daughter sodomized and treated like trash, and just sit there and say nothing about it because you ain't got the guts to stand up and fight the devil. The devil's coming to steal, kill, and destroy. He's a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And you sit there a pacifist. You sit there in the White House trying to tell me that a homosexual sodomizing a man is the same thing as I am with my wife. And you think I'm going to sit here and let you tell me that? You better come and think again, buddy. I don't care who you are. President, senator, congressman, Supreme Court justice, you're a damnable liar. Amen. Let God be true and every man a liar. Amen. And I ain't going to quiet down. Yes. You ought to be offended that a man struts around and you're a woman trying to make that man the same thing you are. Insurance rates going through the roof. Because they got all this AIDS and stuff packed into the system. And now the insurance company's got to drive the rates up to accommodate this filth. And you got to pay for it. I'm tired of somebody sitting in my face telling me something crazy. And I'm supposed to just sit there shaking my head. Well, you know, who's to say? Judge not, lest ye be judged. We can't judge nothing, and the Lord just wants us to love. Just love. Love minus truth equals hate. If you love me, tell me the truth. Well, Price, say it softer. You can't talk soft to these folk. Kindness to them is weakness. He didn't call us a pair of scissors. He says, thou art my battle axe. God don't talk to nobody fooling around with them and playing with them. He tells you exactly what he meant, and he meant exactly what he said. I don't care who tries to modify it. You're not going to stand in my face trying to make me believe something crazy. And I just sit there talking about, yeah, okay, praise the Lord. Okay, that's how it's got to be. Okay. Now the Baptists want to marry homosexuals and ordain them as pastors, Methodists, Presbyterians. Everybody just falling in line with this perverted filth, and everybody just supposed to just go along to get along. Not me. I'm not going along to get along. I'm going upstream in a river flowing downstream. Salmon swim upstream every year to spawn. They be leaping out of the water, going upstream against the tide. You can't afford to go with the flow nowadays. You go with the flow, and the flow is leading to hell and damnation. Don't go with the flow. Go against the current. Because the current is leading to hell. You got to separate to elevate nowadays. These young girls can't afford to be with their peers because the peers are crazy. You got to separate to elevate. You go and stand with these folk are damned. These folk are drinking down porno. They're listening to Nicki Minaj and Drake and Lil Wayne and Jay-Z, booty shaking Beyonce, looking like somebody crazy, contaminating these young girls' minds, wanting them to be turned out into whores. You can't afford to walk with that if you want to be anything in life, if you want to have a good life, a decent husband, a decent marriage, and live a normal life, because embedded in all these stars is insanity. They've already been driven insane. They've given their lives to the devil. Michael Jackson is dead because he sold his soul to the devil. Elvis Presley, Whitney Houston, you got to pay the piper. They're butchering Bill Cosby because, hey, man, you can't say what you want to say around us as the boule. The black boule giving your soul to the devil. You got to keep your mouth shut, buddy. And if you don't, we'll destroy you. Lil Wayne tried to buck him. You got to go to jail for a little boy till we train you, boy, to keep your mouth shut. T.I. tried to buck him. You saw what happened to him. You try to break camp and try to get away from these guys. They'll teach you a lesson through the legal system that's designed to bind you if you get out of hand. Don't you know the whole world lies in the wicked one? You think the court system don't lie in the wicked one too? Wake up and smell the coffee because it's brewing heavy. You got Folgers, Maxwell, and every other kind of coffee on the oven brewing. You can't smell it? Wake up. Stop kidding yourself. All the devil can do is three things: steal, kill, and destroy. And this is his world. Jesus never made any suggestion that this is not the devil's world. He called him the prince of this world. You can't get around it. He is the God of this world. So you got to come out of his world to serve the true and living God. You can't accommodate the world and serve God. The Bible says you can't serve God and mammon. You'll love one God and hate the other one. You're not going to walk in some kind of dualism. Notice how the world tries to teach you dualism, good and evil. The knowledge of good and evil is what they believe. I can be good or evil, and everything is justified because I'm a God myself. Dualism. All the movies have a black and white checkerboard on the floor. You ever notice that? When they turned out Miley Cyrus and she had to go through the initiation, she bent over on that guy thick with a behind and it's growing with him in a black and white striped suit. That's because she was being indoctrinated and going through initiation. Taylor Swift was embarrassed by Kanye West because she was being indoctrinated. You got to go through public humiliation. When you join the sororities and the fraternities, they're beating your butt because you got to go through what? Public humiliation to be initiated. You're selling your soul to the devil. The devil publicly humiliates you to initiate you. You can't go to college and join a sorority. You just gave your soul to the devil. And brand yourself with omega symbols and yelling ski-wee and becoming a delta, and your soul is given to the devil. You don't have your own mind anymore because you got to do what? You got to submit to the mind of the collective that you joined. We all going to the frat house to lay up with the Q-dolls tonight. And all of us are going. You not going? Well, I don't think, you must not want to be one of us, because all of us are whores. That's why you got teachers trying to live with 14-year-old boys now, because they got turned out in college. The AKAs and the Deltas turned them out. Now they're so whored out, they don't know how to stop. Masons, Eastern Stars, you sold your soul to the devil. That black and white spectrum lets you know when you're dealing with dualism. The Baphomet with that one hand up and one hand down. Don't nobody want to talk about this in church. You know why? Because the church is run by Masons. That's right. The preachers are Masons. The deacons are Masons. The usher board, Masons. The usherettes are Eastern Stars. The church mothers, Eastern Stars. See, the priest, the gospel, you can have no holes on you. I don't care about none of it. I don't belong to nothing. They're going to kill you. Sudden death, sudden glory. I don't care. I died with my boots on. I told it. Wherefore, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness because I told it. I can go into heaven boldly talking to everybody. Hey, Mike, Gabe, what's up, bro? Hey, Josh, what's up, bro? Hey, what's up, Dave? Hey, King Dave, what's going on, bro? I'm in. I'm one of the boys. You come on, I hope I'm saved. No, I ain't going in like that. And Moses, hey, man, give me a cup of ambrosia over here, bro. What's on for tonight? What we doing tonight? I'm just one of the fellas. Because I did what they did. What makes you believe you're going to heaven with these heavy hitters and you sit around with a Bible looking crazy talking about amen in church? What's going to qualify you to go in with Joshua? Joshua went into the promised land killing giants. Caleb went in there slaying everything in sight. He was a man of war called of God. You're going to go with Esther, Ruth? It's a bad misunderstanding about going to heaven. Heaven is a sanctified place for qualified folk. look at the resumes of the people that went, and you think you're going to heaven with them, talking about you showing love. You better get in the battlefield, and you better fight God's adversaries to qualify to go. That's what qualifies you to go to heaven. I stood against your enemies on earth. Wherefore, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness in heaven. I fought the fight. I kept the course. I ran the race. I qualified. But when you stay silent because you don't want to be rejected on your job, you go to school, and I want to fit in with the rest of the students because I don't want to seem weird. And I want them calling me a loser and calling me, you know, just lame and out of date and so self-righteous and judgmental. So I just compromised everything I know to fit in. You going to hell with the collective that you're trying to fit in with. That's what communism is. Communism is you giving your life in favor of the collective, the good of the state. There is no rugged individualism in communism. Everybody sells their soul to the state. Not me. Some things you're better off dying for than to live. I mean, you're better off dead in some cases than you are to live. If I'm a slave on a plantation in 1810, I just get me a hatchet at Charles the Big House. They got shotguns. I'm better off dead than alive. Look what we're doing every day. We might as well just have an uprising. What you got nothing to lose. Think about it. When you got nothing to lose, what are you afraid of? Look at this place. Look at earth. What are you hanging on to? This? A place overrun by sodomites and freaks and wackos and weirdos, and you hanging on to it with both hands. That's crazy. Verse 12, they proclaimed a fast and set Naboth on high among the people. And there came in two men, children of Belial, and sat before him, and the men of Belial witnessed against him, even against Naboth, in the presence of the people, saying, Naboth did blaspheme God and the king. Then they carried him forth out of the city and stoned him with stones that he died. Then they sent to Jezebel, saying, Naboth is stoned and is dead. They didn't send nothing to Ahab, the king, the pseudo king, the errand boy, the wimp that's just window dressing. That's church right now. Folk try to play married and give themselves window dressing. Paula White. Bynum tried it and got beat up by a sissy. Marry a sissy and they beat you up in the parking lot. Now I'm a woman done wrong. The prophetess has been abused. Now I'm getting the compassion of all the rest of the Jezebels paying homage to me getting my butt whipped by Ahab. Joyce Myers, her husband is window dressing somewhere in the shadow, Dave, while she's up there, the preacher woman. Don't go for all this jive, y'all. This is garbage. This matronized garbage. It's Oprah and Stedman. That's all it is in the church. He always somewhere the supporter. Walking around, you know, back in the shadow with the billion-dollar woman. That's her support, part of her support group. Running behind with the basket at the picnic. Oprah, wait up. Oprah, you and Gail, wait up now. I'm coming. This ain't a mess. Then everybody look at me like, I'm the one that's crazy. I'm looking at this, you looking at it, you see the same thing I'm seeing, everybody sees it, but nobody wants to verbalize it. What in the world could Whoopi Goldberg and Raven Simone tell you every day on TV, trying to tell you something about life? Look at these folk, man, trying to tell you how to live. What could they possibly tell you? And you hanging on every word like, I see that. Raven Simone now, lesbian, half her head shaved off. Her hair shaved off her head. Trying to tell you how to live. Hanging on every word that Jay-Z speaks. Like he's got this astute wisdom from on high. The words of Jay-Z. Have you heard the lyrics of his latest record?
Man, Jay-Z went in. He was spitting fire, spitting fire. That joke insane. That joke insane. I got 99 problems. And female dogs ain't one of them. Ain't that your wife right there, bro? Who in their right mind would listen to all these morons and then append some kind of value to it as if it's deep and it makes sense? You know what you have done? You downgraded the embedded logic and wisdom that God places in every person to fit into the world. You're not going to tell me these two young girls here are not smart. They are. Intellectual, they are. But to fit into that world, they got to downgrade their own intellect and become brain dead dummies reflective of Nicki Minaj to fit in. And she talks like a nasty, stinking, 10-cent slut. Saying things that a dog wouldn't say about sex. And they got to downgrade their intellect, downgrade their wisdom, downgrade their mental acumen in order to fit in with a world that's totally degraded and deteriorated and corrupt. And you got to have your mind filled with maggots in order to survive in the stinking world the devil set up, because the devil is low-life scum. He's low-life scum. He only creates filth, gutter rot, and scum because that's the very essence of what he is. I wouldn't be seen on the street with half of the guys these women walk around with. Pants pulled down to his knees. Nasty stank. Grill in his mouth. Looking crazy. This is my boyfriend. I'd be ashamed to tell it. I'm judgmental. How did the human race get downgraded to this level? Everybody was clamoring in the earlier centuries, the 20th century, about the blacks need an education. The blacks need an education. We need an education. We'll get our own colleges. HBCUs everywhere. We got a more ignorant, dumbed down collection of blacks, more so than any time in history. More people in jail, more folks crazy. Because you got a Greek education. And you accepted the perversion of the Greek culture, and it undermined your very existence. You notice how black folks used to have communities. Yeah. Barbershops, stores, gas stations, everything in the community. Don't know blacks on no gas station. Now a Syrian might be running it or something. Well, you know, I wear a little weave in my hair. Didn't no black person sell it to you. You can't even buy your own hair. Talk. You can't even buy your own hair from somebody. Dog. This is crazy. Go out and get some gas. Iraq, Iran, Syria, Lebanon, Turkey, somewhere they came from. They didn't come from. It's not your Uncle Leroy pumping the gas, that's for sure. Why? Because we've been relegated to a dumbed down bunch of folk listening to hip hop and nasty stank jigaboo music all day. Mr. Bojangles running around, an organ grinder's monkey walking down the street, pants pulled down to his knees, covered in tattoos, two earrings on, dreadlocks down his back, looking like an organ grinder's monkey walking down the street. All he missing is a cap and a cup. I'm judgmental. How we get to this? We bought into the stereotypical filth they put forth, and they told you how you're supposed to think. You begin to say what everybody else said. You begin to buy into Jay-Z's lyrics. You followed Kanye West and Lil Wayne. You thought that mess was something big, rapping about the game and the life in the hood. You a middle class person from over here around the corner. How you become a gangster carrying a lunch tray like G. Craig Lewis says in the lunchroom at school? Trying to play gangster, and you brought up your mama is a lawyer, your daddy a doctor, and you trying to be Lil Wayne. Trying to fit in. downgrading all of your intellectual acumen to fit in to the debased, degraded filth of Satan.